We're looking at a Bluetooth speaker.
It's super cool.
It's super tiny. This is actually, it's called the Mini H2O from Altec Lansing, and you can pick one up at cat5.tv/Bluetooth. But why do we want to look at this tonight? Well, first of all, Bluetooth has come a long way. There's very low latency in music these days. When you're streaming audio to headphones, we've got, you know, we've looked at some great headphones here on the show.
Mm-hmm.
This particular speaker is going to allow you to stream your music from your phone, from your device, and it's going to do it quite well. What I like about this, though, is that it claims to be very, very rugged.
Right.
So at this price point, you can take it on your motorbike and not have to worry about it, you know, if you drop it or something. It's probably going to be okay.
You can take it on vacation.
You can take it on vacation.
Poolside.
Apparently, you can take it swimming.
Which is interesting, in case you want, like, a little tunage while you're swimming.
Let's get a look. Okay, so the Mini H2O from Altec Lansing, it says waterproof, sandproof, everything proof. Floats in water, 6 hours battery life, and includes hands-free speakerphone operation. So what that means is that, hey, if you're swimming, if you're in the bath, it's probably a lot safer to use that for your speakerphone than to actually hold your phone. We've heard stories
that
and
makes sense.
You know, don't do it. Okay, so let's get into the box. Let's get a look. And we're going to actually test this thing. There we go. Okay, what do we have? Unboxing this kind of stuff is pretty basic. Ooh, stickers. You'll find those will find their way to the back of my laptop. Okay, we've got a USB cable. We've got a carabiner. You know something is rugged when they include a carabiner. Mountain climbing. And we've got an auxiliary cable so you can plug into a headphone jack if you have an Android device or an older iPhone. And then we've got just instructions, which maybe you'll need it, maybe we won't. I think these things have come a long way and they're pretty easy to use. All right, there we go.
And for the next half of the show, we will be just reading the instructions, as Robbie said.
Yeah.
Wait, how
just
do you
spend
turn this on?
Okay, yeah. Let's figure this out. There are three buttons on this, Sasha. What do you take me for? The instructions are there just in case you're stuck. We're going to just see if we can just figure this out tonight. Pretty basic stuff here, folks. But what makes it fun is that it is, you know, apparently very, very rugged. So you can see it is ruggedized. It has a nice soft rubberized feel to it. The buttons are rubberized. And down here, I assume, is where we're going to charge it. There we go. So we've got the charge port for USB and the auxiliary input for audio from something. Basically what that does is it means, hey, you can use this speaker with a device that does not have Bluetooth. So,
right.
So that's decent. Nice little addition anyways. All right, let's fire it up and see what happens. I'm just holding the power button.
Welcome to Altec Lansing.
Oh, can you guys hear that? Welcome to Altec Lansing. This is Altec Lansing.
It's Canadian. It's very
the grammar
polite.
Police are like going crazy right now. This is a speaker. That's not Altec Lansing. Okay, so it looks like it's waiting to pair. So let's see what happens here. I'm going to grab my phone. And I'm going to bring up Bluetooth. I'm just going to get there for you before I put my phone down. Ba-da-da. That's some good TV right there. Okay. Okay, so I fired up Bluetooth. Can you all see that okay? A little bit out of focus on the camera. We've got these lights above us, which makes it difficult. Okay, so I'm going to search for devices. And let's see if it comes up. Just oh, there it is. Mini H2O speaker. So it didn't really take much. I'm just going to click on it. Pairing. And it's done. It says connected to call and media audio up at the top there. So I'm going to just throw on some music and see how this sounds.
Be rocking.
Yeah. A little bit of dubstep. Because dubstep is traditionally released under Creative Commons. A lot of it is.
Nice.
Here we go. Okay. So it's playing on my phone. There we go. So it just
now
fired right up.
It's going to be dance party.
Oh, yeah. Can you guys hear that? Okay, so let's check out the sound here. Dave's way over there. I'm going to crank it. So at that volume, I do get a little distortion.
A little bit.
I'm good about there, which is louder than I would listen to it at. I feel like I'm yelling. Oh. That's unexpected.
Oh.
You feel that?
Yeah.
It's got some good kick to it. Okay.
It's got a little bass kick.
Yeah. Okay, so this thing's rugged, right? So they say.
All right, so what are we going to do to test that out?
Oh, I don't know. This is the moment of truth, folks. Altec Lansing's mini H2O.
Actually,
there you have it.
I kind of like the sound of it when it's floating in the water.
Oh, it's like the subs thumping.
That's not bad at all.
I don't know if you guys can hear that. That's amazing. Watch the water. Completely submerged.
And it floats naturally.
And there you go. So if you drop it in the water, you don't have to worry about losing it. That's kind of key. I mean, take it on your boat. It's kind of perfect for that. There we go. So that's the Altec Lansing. It's the Altec Lansing Mini H2O. You can pick one up actually on our website. Go to cat5.tv/Bluetooth. Now, that was really, really easy to set it up.
Yeah.
Out of the box. I just held in the power button and it just shut off. So there you go. We're going to let that drip dry for a little bit, but performed well underwater. It floats. It's proven itself.
I like it. It's on my list.
And that is at cat5.tv/Bluetooth.
Bluetooth.